everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts. And I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear, The Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 12, entitled Pillar of Salt. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching. Gary, tell us what you thought.
Loved it. I'm starting to love this show. This is like in my top 10 now. You know, we have so many shows that we watch. This show, you know, was in like the bottom 100.
Right.
But it's climbing up. It climbs slowly, but it's there. It's in my top 10. Maybe, I'm not going to say top 10. I had a reach just now.
Yeah.
But it's definitely in my top 20.
Okay.
Like, I can't wait to see this show every day or every Sunday. I just can't wait to see it. And it hasn't disappointed yet this second half.
All right. I'm not quite there because last week, if you recall, I was not feeling the episode. However, the week before, I loved it. So I don't know if it's every other episode I'm going to love because I really did love this episode. Even the opening scene, seeing the family leave, we were like immediately like, is this Fear? Like, what show is this?
You know, right. Like,
it was good. It was really good. It had me into it. And that's the thing. That's the kicker. You need to get the people in right away. By the people, I mean us, the audience. And I thought they did a really good job seeing this family leave. Although, the only thing I'll say is I haven't seen enough yet of this community, Woodbury 2.0, to the point where I think people should leave. I mean, I have seen them make people go to the wall.
But that's the excitement.
Okay.
We know it's not safe there. I mean, this kind of risk going through the zombies. What do they call them?
Wasted.
The wasted.
Or the infected.
Yeah, going out there into like the rural where some real stuff is happening. He risked that just to get out of this community. So there's something not right about this community. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's like Michonne. He has that feeling. He doesn't know what it is. Maybe he saw something. I think Michonne saw them. No, was Michonne there when they had them fighting fighting each other with the zombies? I don't think. Michonne just had that intuition, you know, that something was wrong. And maybe that's what this guy had. He's like, something ain't right here. They're feeding humans to the zombies. I don't care what kind of spiritualistic, whatever you put on it. You're feeding humans to zombies.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before it's me or my family.
Before it's me. Before my wife sees me, or my child sees me walking in here getting eaten by zombies. Like, no, it's not about to happen. So I understand that, I guess.
Or he could know the drug problem. He could know that they're low on meds, so it wasn't safe there because the guys may have been coming.
Oh, he just know. Oh, yeah, because we did find out this episode, or maybe we were supposed to know beforehand. I don't know. But he is one of the guys that goes on the run.
Right.
Because when the guy was like, do I recognize you? I was like, no, you don't recognize him. This is just some guy with his family. But then when he's like, oh, you deliver the drugs, I'm like, damn it. Why can't he just be some guy with his family? Like,
right.
Why do he have to be
a
one of the ones?
Person.
You know, yeah, a random person. Why do he have to be one of the ones that went on the drug run? So, yeah, there was that. I want to talk real quickly about the title of the episode. And I don't know, maybe it's kind of for full recap, but I'll talk about it here.
Okay.
The episode is titled Pillar of Salt. And I'm like, that sounds so familiar. So I typed in Pillar of Salt on Google. And of course, the first thing that comes up is Genesis 19. And this is not the first time The Walking Dead or Fear has done something that's kind of religious related.
Not at all.
So if you guys recall the story, Lot's wife turned into like a pillar of salt after she looked back at the city of Sodom. And I'm like, the reason why it's titled that is because of Madison. And maybe someone else will have another theory. But I, like, when I read that, I was like, oh, it's because of Madison. Like, Madison, just like Alicia was telling her, Madison keeps looking back. She keeps trying to look back for Nick and seeing what his grown ass is up to rather than taking care of her minor daughter. I mean, Nick is a grown ass man.
He is.
Alicia is still a child. She was just in high school. Like, jeez. Like, come on, Madison. Get your priorities together.
Yeah. But that's a good theory on the title.
Yeah, that's what I think the title is about.
Okay.
And I seriously almost cried when Alicia was like, damn, like, I'm right here. I'm here. I never had doubt. I never wanted to leave you.
Well, my first thoughts of Maddie on this episode was Maddie is taking care of business. She's laying down the rules.
I did like that.
Yeah. I thought she was progressing. You know, she was going to be this strong leader that we already know she's a strong person, strong-willed person.
Right.
But I was glad that she would just took the initiative to say, hold up, this is what it is. We're going to lock her up. The next person that do it will be on the, you know, walking or whatever.
And you get one chance and one chance only.
But I also thought during that scene, was like, damn, she care more about Strand than she care about Travis.
Gary, I swear she has not mentioned Travis' name but one time. That's when at the end, right, when it showed Travis, even I actually admit it. When it showed Travis, I was like, oh, damn, I forgot about Travis for a minute.
I didn't. I was waiting for him to come back.
I forgot about him because Madison forgot about him. She hasn't been like, damn, whatever happened to my, like, damn near husband, you know?
Right. When she was gone, he was gone.
Yeah. And he left. It's like, okay. But she's still looking for Nick. And she doesn't even know if Travis is hurt. Like, she doesn't know what happened with him. She knows Nick willingly left. To be fair,
Travis' son tried to kill her.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah.
And Travis chose his son over her.
She doesn't know that, though. She doesn't know what happened with Travis. She knows Nick purposely walked away. He chose to walk away. She doesn't know what happened with Travis. For all she know, Chris could have killed Travis, you know?
Right.
And I'm surprised Travis is still alive.
I am too.
I mean, he might be a goner. Like, when he started walking, I was like, no. Chris is going to, at the end, I was like, man, Chris is going to come up and stab you in the head or, like, pop you in the head or something if he see you, you know. But actually, he was by himself, so it's possible that he left Chris after that incident.
Hopefully. But yeah, it's like after that, she went downhill. Well, not right after that, because remember, she went to the warehouse, which I guess that's the name of Wally World, the Walmart. She went there to get meds, but instantly she almost ruined everything.
Right.
You know, she wouldn't run up on, you don't know these guys. These guys had guns, machine guns. When they say stay here, you stay here.
Right.
But she ran in a room, not knowing what was going on, and she heard they were about to take the family's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these guys are no joke. They don't play.
Right. They're going to take a little girl.
So that was my first disappointment in her. Then the ultimate disappointment that make me think that they need to put her out of her ass is when she turned that hotel light on at night.
Yeah, like how she just said, pretty much you hit someone, you're out. Yeah, this to me is almost grounds for getting kicked out. Like,
this is grounds for termination.
Weren't they just saying that the other lady, she was unstable? Madison, you're unstable. Who knows what else you'll do next to find Nick?
It's almost like Nick is her drug.
Yeah, that's a good one, Gary. Yes, you're absolutely right. And then what is Alicia to her?
I don't know.
I mean, because she act like Alicia ain't, I don't know. I mean, she does seem, I'm not going to say she doesn't like, I was going to say she act like Alicia ain't shit or something. She act like she don't care. But obviously there's some disconnect because Alicia said she raised herself. And she was so busy this whole time taking care of Nick. And I understand that. Like, I could see if you had one child that was a drug addict and another child that's doing perfectly well, that's getting straight A's and all-star student, you probably pay a little more attention to the drug addict kid.
Right.
Without thinking, maybe that kid that's getting those straight A's, they're doing all of that so they can get some attention from you. You know?
Yeah,
it's possible. Right. Alicia might not be a go-getter. She might have did all that just to get her mother's approval. Well, like, shit, I'm not a drug addict, but maybe if I get straight A's and do the best I can, maybe my mom will pay some attention to me. And that didn't even work. Because if you remember in the first episode of season one, when she was chilling with her boyfriend, she was like, she just wants to get out of there. And of course she wants to get out of there. She doesn't have no love. Like, why? Like, she did all she could do to be the perfect child, and that didn't even work.
Yeah, you're right.
I just felt like Alicia's scene, that was really sad. Like, I almost cried. I was like, damn, Madison.
Oh, you're about to cry now.
Shut up.
I'm here for you, baby.
No, I'm just saying, I'm like, damn, Madison. She's, like, pretty much spilling her guts out to you, and you're still sitting there with the dumb look on your face like, I really don't want to turn out the light. You know?
She didn't.
She didn't want to turn out those lights. Yeah, Madison, they need to put her in punishment for a week or two or something.
Like I said, they need to give her walking papers.
Right.
That was like the ultimate disrespect. She's bringing so much danger to them. She don't even know. She knows.
She just don't care.
She don't care. Because if Alicia know, you know, Alicia's the daughter. She's a child. If she know that this is not right, then you need to know. You should know.
Right.
And she said, trust me.
She should start calling her Madison. Right. Yes, I can't trust you. She don't really need to call her mom no more. She need to call her Madison.
Right.
All right, now, real quickly, did they find the lady that they were talking about, that stabbed Strand, did they find her?
Yeah, she went back to her room.
Oh, she just stabbed him and went back to her room?
Yeah, she went to go chill out.
Okay, so she is a little cuckoo at this point, then.
Won't we all be?
Yeah.
I mean, this is some weird shit that's happening in the world.
Yeah, you gotta think. You gotta think about it. This can't. It's like this is not real.
But I don't know if I would just transform just that quick. You know, just become a killer all of a sudden. But you never know how other people react.
And then how did she know Strand? Like when she stabbed Strand, I thought she was gonna say, "Oh shit!" I thought so and so was gonna open the door.
That's how she was looking.
Yeah, but then she was like, "Oh, you got rid of my daughter." I'm like, "Hold on, bullshit! How did you know Strand? Out of all people, were gonna open the door? Like if anything."
Yeah, as soon as he opened the door, she stabbed him with a crack.
Like, the door was barely open. She didn't know who she was. I mean, it could have been Alicia.
I think she was probably surprised she got the right one.
Okay, she's like, oh, shit.
This never happened before. Right. I don't usually get on the first try.
Right. Like, I was expecting three or four people. Else. Right. Because I'm like, what if Alicia answered the door? Would you have stabbed a child? Like,
I think she would have.
Oh, let's talk really quickly about Alicia, my new favorite character now. Like, her outfits are, like, nice, clean, and on point every episode. I'm like...
She have options now.
Like, did you go through everyone's clothes at the hotel and just find everything that fits you?
I bet she did.
She had her nice little skinny jeans, tucked-in shirt, nice little high heel boots. It was almost like a fashion show this episode. I'm not hating. I don't even dislike it. I thought it was cute.
Well, you know, when people go on vacation, they bring their finest.
They do bring their finest. Yeah, because I'm like, are so those
had, she has some brand new stuff to pick from. Because some people go shopping just before they go on vacation.
Yeah, she has some like cute little booties on. Like the little shoes. Oh, it's so cute. I was like, I love that outfit. Like, give us details. And it was just like a simple, everyday outfit. But everyone else was kind of just like, I don't know. Like, they just picked anything out of the wardrobe. And Alicia looked like she actually put this outfit together. So I was like, okay, she's looking nice. I want outfit details.
All right, well, talking about Alicia and talking about Maddie, I want to skip over to Mr. Clean, since we said that, you know, Maddie seems to care more about Mr. Clean than she do Travis. But last week, I didn't say this during the podcast, but I mentioned to Nicole that maybe they're trying to take or write Mr. Clean out of the show, and that's why he was so in his feelings last week. He was saying, this is not my home. I already have a home. I'll just help you clear it. I had a feeling that maybe they were trying to write him out and they were trying to go about it, you know, a way that made it seem like he's just going to leave one day. So when he got stabbed this episode, I was like, wow. You know, my gut instinct was right. Maybe they're trying to get rid of him. I mean, I hope that's not the fact. But I'm thinking it is. You know, he got back late with the meds. You know, they have every excuse in the world now for him to die or not be there. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, first thing, I'm going to have to look back when we watch it the second time around. I'm going to have to look back at first at the knife that lady stabbed him with. It was very close to being a better knife. Like, I just, like, when
That's
they
the
were,
worst.
Like, oh, really? Like, when they were talking about his wounds, I'm like, is he really that injured? Like, can't y'all just put a bandage on it and go on about your day? Like, I didn't think it was as bad as how they were portraying it. But I guess I'm wrong. So I do have to get a closer look at that knife. And then second of all, Strand has been the most interesting character on this season.
He has.
Up until this second half when Alicia just like came out of nowhere, you know, being Lara Croft Tomb Raider. So I don't know if it's time to get rid of him yet. I mean, they need to make him a little more interesting again. And him, you know, talking that smooth, mysterious. We kind of already know Strand now. And I think that's what made him cool, is because we didn't know anything about him. But I think he still has a lot to bring to the table. But I don't think they're going to get
rid of
him.
I think he has a lot to bring to the table. But there's something that has to be going on. That has to be going on behind the scenes that maybe he don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, okay, maybe he doesn't want to be there, but what was he going to do? Leave like Ophelia? Or if he wanted to die, he would have took that little cracker thing that the lady gave him last, you know, first half of the season. So I don't think he wants to die, and then he's not stupid enough to think that being alone is safer than being in a group. So I don't know, I think he was just sad he was in his feelings, but...
Okay, hopefully.
I think he does want to stay with Madison. I mean, that's the only people he knows at this point.
All right, hopefully he was just in his feelings. But you know when you tell the story, like if he survived, when you tell the story, you know he's going to be stabbed like 9-10 times.
Right.
And it's still, yeah, I was
dying. She stabbed me so many times. Da, da, da. Now, yeah. Ophelia, we finally got to see her, which I still call bullshit. Like, okay, Ophelia, you're sitting here living life. We got a flashback of you. That still doesn't excuse what you did when you left a teenage girl by herself.
I feel differently about that. I actually love this new Ophelia storyline.
Okay, what do you like about it?
I mean, I love that she's branching out. I'm enjoying the flashbacks. I think in her flashbacks, we're going to learn more about her mother, more about Daniel. We're going to learn her, really learn her upbringing. And then I'm curious to see where she, because we see she's badass now. She's just opening the door and just killing zombies.
Mm-hmm.
No hesitation. So I want to see her journey.
I don't mind seeing her journey. And I'm not like a Ophelia hater or anything like that. But it still begs the question, like, why couldn't you have left a note? We know all hotel rooms have a little pad and paper right next to the desk. Like, why can't you have left a note for Alicia to say, hey, I'm leaving my own. Don't follow me. Da da da. Like, just up and leave and disappear?
Well, really, that was self-explanatory. I think Ophelia did the right thing if she's just leaving. Just no, leave.
But what if Alicia, I mean, Alicia almost got killed looking for Ophelia.
But the thing is, Ophelia already knew that there were already people there with her. Like, her mother's there, Strand's there. Well, I think that's it, right?
It was just those three at that time that they right. knew of.
So I think she knew she'd be okay. Or maybe she just really didn't care. She wanted to get her life back.
Okay. So do you think she's going to look for William? We saw William in a flashback.
I think so. I know so. Because it shows her at the end going to America.
Yeah. But so she thinks William's still in New Mexico?
Maybe.
And then I also wonder, like, how long ago was that flashback? If it was, like, 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure William has, you know, found a new love or whatever the case may be. Like, I wonder how long ago that was. Like, was it right before the apocalypse started that they got engaged and all that stuff? Or
I'm pretty sure she's not thinking about that.
She just wants to find him.
She lost her mother. She lost her father. And from her flashbacks, that was the only thing she was living for.
Okay, is Daniel for sure dead? Like, just part of me doesn't, I don't want to let that go. Like, I just can't believe that he's dead.
Daniel was one of our favorite characters, but we gotta let him go. We gotta let him rest.
I don't know. I don't see him being dead, though. All right, let's get over to...
If he come back, I'm sorry. If he come back, it's gonna be a beautiful surprise. He better be all messed up when he come back.
Like, oh my gosh. What's the guy on the Batman movies?
He better be Two-Face.
Yeah, that's the guy. He better be Two-Face.
He better be Two-Body.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, if he's Two-Face, it's awesome.
He better have one half of his body burnt.
Nah, you don't have to go full half. He can go part half.
Was in fire.
Yeah, but like, was he chilling in fire or did he just get a little bit of fire?
It doesn't matter. That whole place went aflames.
Yeah, but maybe he got out in time.
No. Remember, we saw the fire going in his legs.
Did we?
He better not have no genitals or anything. He better be cooked.
All right, before we end, let's go talk about Nick and his situation. I still need to learn that girlfriend's name of his, but it seems like their relationship it's gotten a little deeper now.
Really, I'm not feeling Nick's situation. That storyline, him and his girlfriend, doesn't interest me. Even the guy who lied and said he was bit already. Well, you know what?
How do you know he lied?
Maybe he was bit because okay. You saw him sweating real hard. Maybe the meds were keeping him alive.
I thought that too because I was like, is this like a 3 week, you know, all of a sudden the virus is now kicking in weeks later, months later?
Well, we heard the writers of Walking Dead say, or the creators of Walking Dead say that everybody changing their own time. And maybe we about to see like the longest change in history. Maybe his body is fighting it off, but eventually he will change. Or maybe, I mean, if he's giving people fake meds now, maybe he have all the good meds to himself.
No, that's a possibility. Now, do you think at the end we saw Nick looking, squinting, and we saw that those guys found them? Do you think Nick's going to say something like, hey, we got to get the hell out of here, whatever?
Nick better say something. But knowing The Walking Dead, the fear of Walking Dead.
Right.
He's not going to say anything. He's going to come back like nothing happened. We see that happen many times. They go back and they don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
You know, until the people is there say, yeah, you know, I saw them a week ago.
Yeah, right. I saw them coming. Watching us. But...
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, his storyline, it switches every week, which I guess you can say is a good show. At some point, Nick's storyline is the most interesting thing, and then Travis and Chris was most interesting. But I will say this week, Alicia's been killing it. She really has. She's probably one of the biggest fan favorites, which
right,
is weird.
I agree.
Because last season, I promise you, if you played episode 12 from last, well, I don't think there was 12 episodes last season, but whatever the case is, when we were talking about last season, Alicia was definitely not on our radar at all.
I think she was most likely to die,
almost every episode.
6-7 weeks straight.
Right. So, but she's doing really good, and like that right now, the hotel situation is most interesting to me.
Yeah, the most interesting storylines is the hotel, the warehouse, Wally World, and I can't wait to see Chris and Travis again.
Yeah. To be honest, I actually forgot about him. As soon as it showed Travis, I was like, oh, yeah, there is that too.
I didn't. When this episode came on, after it came, I'm like, okay, good. They're going to go back to Travis and Chris. I was looking forward to it. And when it didn't happen, I was kind of disappointed. But when I seen Travis at the end looking at the sign, I was thinking, well, I thought two things. I said, man, Maddie really fucked up this time.
Right.
Then I thought, damn, yeah, we got Travis again.
Now, when we're talking about Chris, and I for a minute there, I thought he could never be redeemed, and like there's no way he can live with Alicia and Madison and everything like that. I'm thinking of Merle, Daryl's brother from The Walking Dead.
This is a different situation.
No, but like a lot of people, when Merle died, they're like, oh yeah, he redeemed himself. Like, no, that dude did so much horrible, horrible stuff. He could never be redeemed.
Well, he was redeemed in some people's eyes. I don't think Chris would ever be redeemed in no one's eyes.
But no, my point is that Chris hasn't done nearly half of what as Merle has done.
I think if that alarm didn't go off, Chris would have. We would have had a dead Felicia and dead Maddie.
Dead Alicia.
That's our dead Alicia.
No, but that's Felicia. Yeah, he said Felicia. But yeah, no. No, don't get us mixed up with these names now. Alicia. Her real name is Alicia, too. It's weird. It's just spelled differently. Isn't that weird? Like a weird coincidence or something?
No, I guess it's easy to remember your name.
Yeah, but then why
you're acting?
Why they spell it differently? Like, why they have to be
yeah,
difficult?
No, that's weird.
Like, you know, that's the weird part. If you're going to make my name Alicia, just spell it the same way. Like, why be difficult? But anywho, I think Chris, we can't say what could have, should have, would have happened if that alarm didn't go off. I'm saying based on all the stuff we've seen Chris do, and yes, he has attempted murder if that guy does live that he shot.
No, he actually killed the guy.
No, well, the guy was still breathing when
we saw
him.
You know what? We could call a lot of this stuff attempted murder.
Okay.
But we could call, like, if the alarm didn't go off.
I don't know if we could go as far as calling that attempted murder.
That's attempted murder. He had a knife in his hand.
Yeah, but he never. It wasn't a little knife. You have to actually stab somebody, or you actually have to be physical harm.
I saw him going for it. He was going for it.
I don't even think he knew what he was going to do at that moment.
He came with a butcher knife.
I think he was going to threaten her.
His knife was bigger than the knife that stabbed Strand.
Yeah, it was. That's why I call bullshit with Strand's illness. Like, what the hell? Like, why did he get so sick?
But then he held his dad up.
Oh, yeah. He was going to kill his dad. He tried to kill his dad. Right. Now, that's attempted murder. Because he did try to shoot the dad.
I think all of it is. He can't be redeemed. Not in my eyes. But I'm loving his character now. That's weird, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I hated Merle. And when he came back and people were like, oh, Merle redeemed. Like, no, bullshit. Like, he'll never be good in my eyes. Whereas Chris, I can see Chris, maybe because Chris is a young boy and he has done some bad. He's
not a young boy anymore. What's a tip to murder? We had to charge him as an adult. He's an adult now.
I don't know. I guess I see Chris can be rehabilitated. Like, Merle, no, you're just an asshole. So, Chris, yeah, there's some chance. There's some, you know, some talking to and making sure that it's clear that he's part of the family and everything like that. But, anywho. I did enjoy the episode, though. I really did.
Loved it.
All right, you guys. I think that does it. We will be back Wednesday with our full recap. We should tape probably Tuesday nights, and episode release Wednesday. We would love to hear from you. dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/theverdictsin. And we will, or facebook.com/verdictsin. No, in the Facebook, but we'll talk about your comments there on the podcast if you write to us. So we would love to hear from you. And then of course, if you only listen to our instant cast, go ahead and leave us a review and rating on iTunes. That really helps us out. There's about 50 million Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead podcast. So that will help us get on the map. Not the map that Madison put out there. Or not, who had the Ophelia. Map? Ophelia. Not the map that Ophelia had, but, you know, maybe give us that light that Madison was throwing out there. Just give us a little notice, you know, a little notification right there.
Yeah, let it shine so the people can see.
Let it shine, even for 5-10 seconds.
In fact, leave your review at night.
Leave your review at night with neon colors. So, yeah, we appreciate that. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.